message out there.
Yeah, you heard right. That's the intro to The Andrew Show, the KKK's cable access answer to Barney. Scratch that. I have absolutely no fucking clue if the KKK has an official position on purple dinosaurs. Given that purple isn't white and Barney led some sort of mixed-race cult of kids, I'm guessing they hate him. But let's be safe about this and say that's the KKK answer to Dora the Explorer. Because there is no chance they don't hate Dora. So, here I am. It's June, I'm laid up with a throat cold, and because it's that fucking desolate wasteland before training camp, I have nothing to do but watch an 8-year-old Aryan Mr. Rogers drop race knowledge on me. For example, in a beautiful Christmas episode, the little tyke with his Leave It to Beaver lisp recalls the joy of making Christmas cookies. But he warns, my mom taught us that frosting, when you put different colors in it, the white frosting, it can never be white again. Holy godfuck, there is so much to unpack here, and I only managed to watch 1 2-minute episode. Does this mean all their goddamn Christmas cookies are white? What fucking sense does that make? Who wants a Christmas tree cookie with white frosting? Or the Rudolph the white-nosed reindeer cookie? Does this mean the kids never had chocolate frosting, or is it just that black and white cookies are strictly taboo? Depriving kids of a Betty Crocker yellow cake with chocolate frosting is a crime far surpassing miscegenation. I'd argue it's crueler than naming your kid Adolf. My God, there's no chance this little dude in his Oshkosh Bagosh hood have ever had a fucking Oreo. The humanity, it fucking tears the heartstrings. Someone's got to stick this kid on Disney's Small World ride and force feed him dilly bars till he's cured. Fuck, man, I need a ho-ho just to cleanse my palate. But this is what fucking happens in the goddamn Death Valley of boredom that is June. The internet's a dark fucking place once you venture outside the friendly confines of the Bears blog. And I used to think that encountering endless fucking mock drafts was bad. But absent the NFL, there's time to discover the KKK Cabbage Patch Kids. I gotta take up the CFL or, I don't know, develop some outside interest because it's to the point where I'm so desperate for news that I'm excited to hear Aaron Hernandez is suspected in another murder case. And that seems way too much like something a fan of The Andrew Show would be into. But fuck if I'm gonna follow Jeff and watch golf. God, I need it to be August.